Thanks, Gus. Good afternoon. This is Gail. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Good. I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Surviving the week before holiday?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. So it sounds like you and Desiree were talking about the possibility of taking advantage of the listing that we came, that had... Wow. I guess I can't talk today. The listing that became available today, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, super. Now, before I jump right into pricing, did you have any questions so far, Raymundo?
Just trying to speed up the process. Time is money.
You bet, you bet. Well, and definitely, you know, getting you some more business will speed things up for you too, I'll bet.
Yes.
Yep, you bet. All right. So now what happens here, once we get you set up on this listing today, Raymundo, is that we'll close out that category of handyman for your area. So that means that we won't work with any other competitors of yours within a 50-mile radius of Nogales. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay, super.
Yeah.
So as a Google Premier Channel partner, we can only work with one company per category, per industry, per area. So we do that through local programming. We combine it with keywording, content, photos, backlinking. And now I was looking for a website here for you. Do you have a website yet, Raymundo?
I do not.
Okay, no worries. Now, you're fairly new in business, right? Just about a couple of years?
Yes.
Okay, super. So let me just double check something. I think we can probably get a website built for you, which if we can, there would be no charge for that. And being that you're new in business, for our purposes anyway, that's something that we would throw in with for no charge. Now, are you doing any other kind of advertising right now, Raymundo?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I do see...
Facebook.
Okay. Now, I see Home Advisor Angie's listing. Is that current?
No, I started to do them before I got my LLC.
Okay.
But I didn't like it. They were making way more money than I was.
I've heard that before. I truly have. I'm sorry that you had that experience. But, you know, the good thing about being on that first page of Google is that definitely gets the phone ringing. That way, when anyone is searching for the services that you're offering, you pop right on that first page. And, you know, people being in a hurry the way they are these days, they tend to want whatever it is they want right that moment. And they'll search. They find you sitting on that first page with good reviews, and they click to dial right from there. And those calls all go straight to you. We don't filter them, screen them. We don't sell them to you, and we don't give them to your competitors. So those all come right to you, okay? Now, I noticed that you I should ask you what other services you offer. I see you listed for paving and drywall. What other services are you doing?
We do it all. Well, that's my name of my company is Anything and Everything.
Okay.
I can build the house from the ground up.
Okay, fantastic. Well, so you're really more of a GC then. You're not just limited to drywall and paving.
No.
Okay, super. And that's what I was trying to think, make sure. Okay, so you do remods, you can do framing, roofing, you can do all of it.
Roofing, everything, contract.
Okay.
I can start a house and turn and build it till I give you the keys.
Wonderful. Okay, super.
And everything in between.
Okay, perfect. I was making sure I had you classified correctly because that's what I was thinking was general contractor or general construction for Nogales. So now you're definitely a good fit being that you've got your business established. You can take on more business. Nothing negative about you online. In fact, I found a couple of good notations about you online. I didn't find a website yet, though, Raymundo. Do you have one, and I'm just missing it? We talked about. Oh my gosh, my brain left me for a minute. We talked about that grief. I know what I meant to ask you about. I meant to ask you about your Google business profile. Is that something that you've started yet?
No, I have not.
Okay, no worries. So that's something that will get started for you too. There's no cost for it. And I'm sure you've seen the Google business profile. It's the box that pops with the company name, website, click to call, store hours. Like if you like if you Googled Ace Hardware, that's what would pop. Perfect. So that's the Google business profile. And that's what we'll get started for you. So just a heads up on that. In about 6 to 14 days, you'll get a postcard in the mail from Google. Don't throw it away. It's got a verification code on it that we'll need. We'll send that into Google Corporate. They verify your address. We get it back. Google does your thing. Then they can get your profile up there. So that's what we'll actually feature on the first page. And we'll tie that into that website, which I did just, I was doing some ferreting through here, and I can get that website approved for you. So that means it will build your website, being that you're new in business. We'll host it for you as well. There's no charge for it. And it'll be Google compliant, optimized, conversion driven. And then we'll not only showcase you on Google, but we'll get you out to multiple destinations. So for example, Yelp, MapQuest, Bing, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, White Pages. There are about 60 different destinations that we get you out to. So we get you out far and wide. And now industry standard to get you to first page of Google is about 3 to 6 months. So in other words, most companies are going to ask you to pay for 3 or 6 months before you see those first page results. We cut that in half. And we'll give that to you in writing. It only takes us between 30 and 45 days to get you on that first page. And that's because we're Google Premier Channel Partner and we've been in business for 17 years. So we keep close eyes on all those algorithms. That way we can move on a dime the minute an algorithm changes so that we can keep your ranking up there so that you don't slide, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you on Facebook by chance, Raymundo?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and is that a business or a personal page?
It's a personal.
Okay.
I got both, but unfortunately, all my pictures and everything is in my personal one right now.
Oh,
so.
No worries. So we'll help you set up a business. We'll help you set up a... What's that?
No, I'm sorry. I was talking to my daughter.
No, that's all right. Take your time. Our little ones need us, too.
Go ahead.
Okay. So we'll help you get a Facebook business page set up. Super easy. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Trust me. And there's no charge for it. So that's another place that we'll be able to feature you is Facebook. And that has really become powerful for businesses, especially small and home-based businesses these days, because since the pandemic, people have had such a drive to buy locally. They don't want the big conglomerate. They don't want the big company. They want a guy that they can look in the eyes and shake their hand. So they're truly looking for somebody local these days, and they're turning to Facebook to find them. So it's a good place to be. So we'll get you featured on there as well. So any questions for me so far, Raymundo?
No, I was just trying to get to the price.
All right, you bet. So you're definitely qualified for the listing and for that website. And so I can go ahead and approve that discount that Desiree had asked for you. So let me see what that does for us. All right. Wow, she asked for a nice discount for you. Ah, she added in a Memorial Day promo for you, too. Okay, very cool. So our normal retail on this would be $5.99 a month, but with the discounts that Desiree put through for you, and I just approved, that brings you down to just $2.49 a month. And then there's a one-time $99 setup fee that goes to cover programming and content creation. And that monthly fee for the services, the $249, that is a true flat monthly rate. There are no surcharges or click fees or call fees or whatever other extras people have dreamed up over the years, they just don't exist. So it is a true flat rate. And that's regardless of whether you get 50 new customers a month or 150 new customers. Our price doesn't change. So that stays the same. Something else, too, is we pride ourselves here on not having contracts. So you are not locked into anything long-term. Everything is truly month-to-month. So we expect to have to earn your business month in and month out by doing a good job at our job, which is getting you on that first page and then, of course, keeping you there. Fair so far?
Yes, sounds good.
Okay.
So far.
All right. Well, Raymundo, you're definitely a great candidate. I would love to fit you in this listing today and give you those discounts and get you started on first page of Google.
It sounds good. The price is all right. But do I have to make a decision during this phone call?
It is time sensitive, yes. So what happens here is they'll open listings in the morning, and this one just opened this morning, and we close them out the same day, and then we don't have access back to them again. So if you and I disconnect, the rest of the team continues looking for that perfect company. But I think I just found them. So I'd really like to tell them to just back off and stop calling, because I'd love to see you in that listing. I think it would be wonderful for your business. Get that phone ringing. And remember, those calls are unlimited. You get a free website out of it, too.
Okay. And then you get me on the page, on the front page within, what was the time frame?
Yep, so it's 30 to 45 days. So we do ask for a verbal commitment that you'll stick it out for those first 2 months, because we know, realistically, we know how long it takes. It takes about 30 to 45 days, so just into that second month where we'll be able to start showing you true results. So that 30 to 45 days is programming time. We'll get your website set up in that time, get all those backlinks out, and then we have to get all of that data over to Google, and then they need to do their thing before we can get you to pop up there. So we do ask for that verbal, but you still do only pay 1 month at a time. So today would be $348. That's your first month at $249, and then that $99 setup fee, which is a one-time. You'll never see it again. The other nice thing, too, is your lock. Go ahead.
Okay. Today, $349, and then...
Then the next month would month. Just... Yeah, next month would just be $249. And so Desiree really did you a solid, too, by giving you the discount she did today. You're actually locked in at that price. So regardless of what our retail is later on down the road or what inflation does, you're still locked in. So you won't pay any more than $249 a month. And you're certainly not going to pay per lead. That's unlimited calls going right to you. What you thinking?
Just thinking. It's like I said, like I'm a small-time business. The owner, so just kind of.
You can't. Well, this would definitely put you. Yeah. Oh, it is a big decision, but you know, it's definitely one that would. What was that?
Unfortunately, $300 is still something that takes, you know, time to consider. I need.
Gotcha. Well, tell you what, if we could look at a different package, maybe get a little bit more affordable for you, would you be, is that something you want to move forward with? We can do that.
It would, a different package would be just less service, pretty much.
Yeah, well, actually, kind of. So what I'm thinking is if we pull the Facebook portion out, we can still help you set up a Facebook business page, so that doesn't go away. we just wouldn't be featuring you on Facebook. So with that, we could actually move you into a different package. Everything else that we talked about, except that one tiny Facebook component, would still be included. So with that, you see, and then let me reapply Desiree's discounts here for you. That would bring you down to $199 a month. We'd still have that $99 setup fee, but that gets you in, gets you locked into that price. We can always circle back on the Facebook later on.
That would be added.
What's that?
That could always be added.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And then too, you know, we can talk about, you know, how much Facebook you want to do later on, but we don't have to do Facebook today. Definitely. And then you still get that website, still unlimited calls. You're not paying per lead anymore.
So right now I'm looking at least $600 for 2 months until I start receiving phone call.
It would be, let me see. So $298 would be today's. That would be first month and the $99 setup fee. And then next month, whoa, it's not $19,000. I slipped. Let's try this again. In addition to not being able to talk today, I guess I can't type either. So you'd be looking at $497 for the 2 months. And then you're not locked into a contract either. So just like you have to earn your business, your final pay with your customers, we anticipate having to earn our business with you too.
Yeah.
And if I can have 1% of your trust, Raymundo, I am perfectly willing to earn the other 99%. I'll be the lead on your account. You'll be able to contact me directly if you ever have questions, problems, or need anything. You can always call me.
Are the payments, are you going to set them up? Are they automatic payments?
They are automatic, and you can cancel within 3 business days of the billing date. And we'll put your, we can also pause your account too, at any time. So if, you know, if you're finding yourself super busy 3, 4, 5 months down the road and you need to pause for a minute to take a breath, we can do that too.
That would be a great problem to have.
Yes. Well, and so now you've been in business, so just a couple of years now, so you got your business established.
This is my first, I'm 5 months into the business.
Oh, wow. Congrats. You started what?
Yeah. I started legally, my LLC, I finally got it in January.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm happy for you. And so what goals did you have in mind when you started the business?
Be able to be financially free and be my own boss.
Nice. Nice.
The long term goal is to have a lit company instead of me going out there and working, having the crew that works.
Perfect. So I like your plan.
I'm currently the only employee.
Gotcha. So. Well, this would definitely get that phone ringing so that you could add on crew for sure. It takes you to that next level that you're after, I think.
Sure. I mean, I'm pretty sure we're at the 25th. of this month. And when would the start date or the build, the first build or my next payment due? Would it be every 25th?
It would be the 25th, yep, of each month. You got it. So you won't have anything due until next month. And now timeline for you too, once we get you set up, the first thing I'm going to do is set you up with your onboarding call. So we block out some time. The call usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes, but we do block out an hour. And you'll actually sit down with our technician. They're going to go through quality control, make sure that I took down all of your information accurately. We want everything 100% before it goes out of here. And we'll also go out and do a name and address cleanup, make sure we fix any old or dead links, any old references that just don't apply. And so that onboarding call, too, you'll get a login for an online reporting dashboard. So right there, you'll be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches are performed from, and all of that data that you need to run your business. So we get started on it right away.
So what's the price for today?
Today would just be $298. And that covers your first month and then that little setup fee.
So $298, almost $300?
Pretty close, yes. $2 short of. We can round up. But I won't put it on. I won't put that on your invoice though. It'll still be $298.
Okay. You will email me the invoice correctly?
Yes, absolutely. So I will actually send you several emails. I'm going to send you an email with the exact price that I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing. And I'll also send you some info about the dashboard and analytics. I'll send you an invoice. We'll go through a voice verification, which does get recorded and attached to your account. And that's an added form of protection for you. It outlines what we're going to do for you. So that's also attached to your account. And then you get an emailed copy of the same.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Sorry. Let me, Can we get like a brief hold for maybe 5 minutes just to kind of think about it?
Oh, you want to put me on hold for a little bit? Yeah, that's no problem. I can hold for, yeah, absolutely.
That's fine. I don't need to put you on hold, but I just want to think about it. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, so I've got the listing paused for you, which means I put my team to a halt. They've stopped calling. If you and I disconnect, it'll automatically kick them back into gear again. That's why I say if you want to put me on hold so that we stay connected, that will work.
I don't have to put you on hold. I'm just saying there's going to be
sure.
Some space for
no problem. No problem. No problem. No problem. I'll wait.
And then, so after today, it'll be $199, you said, monthly?
Correct. Yes.
And today would be $399.
Nope, 298.
298.
Yes, sir.
298. And then $200 a month.
Yep.
Nope. Right. Cancel it at any time.
Yes, that's correct.
I'm just pretty thinking out loud.
No worries. I'll respond just in case you're talking to me. I don't want you to think I've abandoned you.
No, that's fine. That's good. You're confirming my questions.
No problem. I'm happy to.
Have you worked with my area before?
Yeah, well, actually, we're almost neighbors. So our company is based out of Costa Mesa, California. We're just down the road from Google, in fact. I'm physically located in Colorado. So I handle the mountain region. I'm the regional pricing director. So, yeah, I actually have.
Okay. But specifically... 85621.
You know. I'm sorry.
Did that
you? Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. So we've worked with other customers in that area, just not under the general construction category. So like we've got a painter, I believe. Oh gosh, in Tucson. But you're right on the border there, if I remember right. Right?
Yeah, I'm right at the border.
Yep, that's what I thought.
I came down here to Nogales to, because I heard, I was doing pretty well for myself in Tucson, but I was still working in mine.
Okay.
I started hearing that here in Nogales it was hard to find reliable workers.
Oh.
You know.
Sure. Their
car, go up and set appointments.
Right.
Or get paid and never finish their jobs. So,
oh, wow. Picking
up down here. I was born and raised here, so.
Oh, so you're back home.
Yeah, I'm actually back home.
That's
I
awesome.
Moved away to Phoenix. Tucson, I would say, was probably the best. I had work, plenty of work in Tucson.
Sure.
But I figured if I can, I mean, I've been doing pretty well for myself.
Mm-hmm. Now, how far do you travel? How far do you travel usually?
The situation is that Nogales is, Nogales is fairly small, maybe, I say 10 miles on the freeway. So you can travel from to the border within 10 miles.
Oh, okay.
But there's also Rio Rico, which is right behind Nogales.
Right.
Closer to Tucson.
Yeah.
And
I was thinking about Rio Rico area. Oh, okay, perfect. I was actually thinking about the Rio Rico area and wondering if you traveled there. Or if that was too far,
yeah.
But that's great. That's perfect.
It's within the facility, so it's I don't go any further than Rio Rico.
Okay. Well, so that really, let's see, that's about 25 miles from you. So that 50 miles.
That's why I said roughly around 30 miles in my
perfect. Perfect.
Great.
And with that 50,
so,
Well, and then with that 50-mile radius locked in, that we won't be, you know, promoting your competitors. That's a huge value too. You can, that means we won't be able to list anyone in Rio Rico as a general contractor. So that kind of locks up that whole corner for you down there. It's like all yours as far as GC goes.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you can't, but I mean, I get calls from people from Google almost on a daily basis. So,
well, I'll tell you what. Once we get you all set up today, just tell them that you're working with Local Splash, and they'll probably hang up on you. You won't have to deal with them anymore.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that my competitors can go with them.
Oh, gotcha. I gotcha. They could, although they're, you know, I've talked to so many. There are a lot of companies that do or claim to do the same thing, but a lot of them are just that dude sitting in the basement, and they're the ones that take 3 to 6 months to get it done. Most people bail on them before they ever get that far because it's stupidly expensive at that point if you don't see any results for 6 months. I mean, that's a lot of time and money for a small business to absorb before they see results. So, you know, like I said, we get calls from people who have bailed on those types of services because they take so long. So, you know, I wouldn't worry too much about that. Yes, they certainly could, but they're going to sit there for a long time before they ever see first page, if they see first page. I've heard so many horror stories about people that have been taken for thousands from those jerks. Makes me mad every time because it gives the rest of us who do a good job a black eye, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, normally I hang up on you guys, so are your kind of line of work. Like people
sure.
Try to, like I said, I get a lot of calls from Google or people who try and put me on Google. One reason is I'm doing fairly well for word of mouth and self-advertising.
Yeah.
And then plus the word's getting out there that my quality of work is above and beyond. It's
nice.
Like I always
I treat
clients like if it's my home. I would paint it like if it was my house. I treat it just like if it was for me. There's no cutting corners, there's no I'm actually right now, unfortunately, in a pause with a company, a big company that's called Dirty Free, which is a big project. They're planning to open up a store here in town, and I so happened to got hooked up with them because the landlord of the building started working with them, and then he couldn't handle the work, so I stepped in and easily maybe turning into a $300,000 job.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, so before Google, I mean, what are 5 months in, I've netted maybe 36,000.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, let's put this couple $100 back into your business and keep your marketing going.
I'm all about putting right now. I'm in the point where I want to reinvest all of my money back into my business.
Smart man.
To scale.
You've got a good business plan, Raymundo. I have no doubt. I kind of thought that from talking to you, that you did quality work and then that there are a couple of good reviews out here on you already. Absolutely. Which makes you that perfect candidate. Makes you that perfect candidate for first page.
That's the other thing. How do we, how does that get controlled though? Once I do a custom, say I do a job, I ask the customer to do a review.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll put a tool on that website that we build for you that'll help you gather more reviews as well. So it'll be as simple as a mouse click and an email will go out to each of your past clients that you want a review from. And, you know, it doesn't have to be just clients now moving forward. You can go back to clients that you finished projects for already and ask them to do a Google review for you too. And I know I'm going to see 5 stars up there every time for you. So that just boosts your reviews, which boosts your calls. And that boosts revenue. Right?
Definitely. Yes,
yeah. Ma'am. Absolutely. So yeah, we've got a tool for you to gather more Google reviews too.
Okay.
All right.
Alrighty. I'm trying to dot my I's and cross my T's.
I don't blame you. I would be doing the same thing. Ask me anything.
So as far as you said, as me reaching out to you, how long is that service available as long as I'm with you?
Yeah, absolutely. And even after, if for some reason you cancel and you want to, whatever, call and choose me out or say, Gail, I need to start back up again because I need more business. Absolutely. I'm here. They do keep me on the phones a lot, as you can imagine. But if you don't reach me live, leave me a message. I always return calls within the hour. And anybody on the switchboard can transfer you to me, too.
Okie doke. Let's see if there's any more questions I can think of. Now, creating this website, how does that go about?
Very good question. So we...
Go ahead.
So we'll build the site, but it's all about handyman anything and everything. So your logo, your contact information, your email address, there's absolutely nothing about Local Splash on there. So it's not like it's an advertising page for us, and it'll be a domain name that you choose based on, of course, available domain names. But yeah, it'll be your own domain. You know, I would envision, and I haven't, my expertise isn't in searching for available domain names, but my head says something like handymananythingandeverything.com. So it'll be something that suits your business and fits for your business. And that's all about you. It'll have your before and after photos on there. You can upload those for us. We'll get them on the site. That dashboard, you'll be able to see all of the keywords we have you listed for. So, you know, as far as keywords, we can use all of the services that you offer as keywords. So I would do, in fact, you know what? I'm going to start typing this. So I'm going to do general contractor because that's what we're going under. But I'm going to also switch that around and say general construction, new home building. So this is the kind of a soundbite of what some of your keywords will be as I start in here. So new home building, let's say carpentry, framing, roofing, porches. I would assume you do decks and porches and pergolas, right?
Yep.
Okay. Pergolas. Gazebo.
Concrete painting. We also do moving.
Moving. Wow. Okay. Wow. What about junk haul off?
What's that?
What about junk haul off along with the moving?
Yeah.
Okay. Finish work, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to say tile work. what did I say, flooring, drywall repair. Let's see, I'm missing something. General contractor, general con- ah, yes, thank you. So I'm going to say bathroom, remodel, kitchen remodel, got painting, got flooring, drywall, roofing, I forgot roofing, and so concrete means you can do patios and walkways. Let me see. What about masonry work?
Yes.
Perfect.
That was actually in the five.
All right. Do you do any welding, perhaps?
No welding.
Okay, no worries. I don't blame you. I can't imagine wearing that stinking helmet all day. I would go crazy.
I would do I it. My mentality is always, if someone can do it, why can't I?
Nice. Well, you know,
I haven't gotten the training or certification for it.
Sure. Like, well, and always learning.
Yes, I'm always, my number one rule is learn. Because if you're not learning, you're dead.
Exactly. So I'm going to add here renovation and restoration too. What about emergency repair cleanup? I'm thinking like if someone had a water leak, and I'm thinking about a house we had, our swamp cooler leaked into the into the ceiling, soaked the insulation, soaked the drywall, and the whole living room ceiling came in. Something like that?
Yes.
Okay, emergency cleaning up. Perfect.
Yeah, the call, one of those calls yesterday.
Did you really? Nice.
Yeah. They had a water leak. Guy couldn't come out until today. And I was like, I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Nice. Good job. Oh, what about electrical and plumbing?
Yes, electrical, plumbing. I'm actually going to go grab my business cards because I have my business card. I have most of all of my listings.
Yeah, perfect. Please do. Then we can make sure we didn't miss anything.
Pavers.
Oh,
do pavers.
Good one. What about HVAC?
No HVAC. Okay. I am certified, but I just don't have the tools for them right now.
Gotcha. No sweat. We won't put that on there.
Pools. Pool certified.
Okay. So pool installation, pool repair. What about dirt work? I mean, I'll call it excavation for the public, but I know it's dirt work.
Nah, I don't have the equipment for that.
Okay, no problem.
So this is what I got in the back of my business card. Painting, drywall, frame, plumbing, repairs, roofing, masonry, concrete, flooring, fencing, porch, landscaping, trash removal, barbecue grills, electrical, furniture assembly.
Perfect. I'm catching some more here that we didn't already get. Keep going. This is great. This is good stuff.
That's pretty much I could put in my card right now.
All right. Perfect. And if you think of any others, and I mean, even after we get your webpage set up, if you think of other keywords that you want us to list you for, by all means, don't hold back. So we can use all of those so that people can find you when they're searching for any of those services. So good that you grabbed your business card, because I caught fencing, landscaping, barbecue grills, and furniture assembly that we didn't already have. Uh-huh. All right. Well, let's go ahead and finish getting you set up, Raymundo. So I've got your first name. Tell me if I've got it spelled right. I've got R-A-Y-M-U-N-D-O.
Yep.
Perfect. And what's your last name, hon?
Paz. P-A-Z.
P-A-Z. That's an easy one. I like it. And what's your email address, hon?
My email is R-A-Y. Mm-hmm. T-A-Z.
T-A-Z.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
T-A-Z, 2222.
Got it.
So, Ray.
R-A. Ray Taz.
20. Mm-hmm.
Got it. All right. Perfect. And at?
At gmail.com.
A nice simple email address. All right. So I'm going to send you some emails here. The first one is going to be on our dashboard and analytics. It's just informational, give you more info on how it works. And then the next one I'm going to send you is the exact price I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing. Mm-hmm. And that'll also have the package that you have on there, too. And perfect. We fixed that. We gave you some good discounts. I got to lower that price in there. All right. So that email is off to you. And then if we could, let's look at your calendar. So I like to set your onboarding call up for as soon as you can, so as soon as your calendar allows. We don't like any grass to grow. So let me see. Today is Wednesday. Tomorrow. Now, are you on, you're on Pacific time right now. Is that right? Is it 3:15 there?
It is, yes.
Perfect. Okay. So I've got an opening tomorrow at 8. I've got one at 11. Let's see, I've got another one at 2. Do any of those work for you?
Can we do it for Monday?
Monday we're closed. It's Memorial Day.
How long is that call?
So we block out an hour, but the call usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes. We block that extra time out in case you have extra questions or files to upload. We can do Friday, too. I've got Friday is wide open every hour on the hour starting at 7 a.m.
Friday is pretty open. From what time to what time did you say?
From 7 to 3 is the last one I could book. And then, except for noon, we close down for lunch period. So we could do 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 1, 2, or 3 on Friday.
I guess we'll shoot for 3 o'clock.
All right, so Friday the 27th. Let me get that in here.
The only reason is, like I said, I got my daughters with me, and I normally work when I have them. I only have them half the
time. I gotcha.
Yeah, I found that. So where is that? You can use that. Just don't do it, okay? Keep it on.
And you said 11 o'clock, right, Ray?
No, 3. 3 o'clock.
3. Oh, I'm glad I double-checked that. 3 o'clock. Let me change that. I was about to mess it up. All right. 3 o'clock. Here we go. All right. And then I'm going to send you another email here in just a minute, and that's going to be a calendar invitation. It doesn't matter what calendar program you're using. If you'll accept when that comes through. Did any of my emails make it to you so far, Ray?
Hold on. Let me check.
My system is telling me. Oh, go ahead.
I'm searching for my wallet. I can't find it.
Come from Gail. It'd come from Gail at Local Splash or Gail at Relevant Ads. I'm sorry, G Busky is what it will come from.
G Busky?
Yes.
I have not received any email.
Okay, let's double check your email address. I've got RAY, T like Tom, uh-huh. A like Apple, Z like Zebra, 2222.
It's P as in Paul.
Oh, that makes much more sense. There's the problem. All right, let me fix this.
Okay. So we probably might have to go back to my name.
Yep. Well, actually, your name I have right. I didn't make the connection when you said your email address. It just glazed over. So let me send those emails to you again. Now that I've got the right email address, that was my bad. I misheard you. So the dashboard and analytics email is on the way. And let me get this one with your package on the way too. Perfect. Okay. Now those are really on the way. And then let me go back here and fix.
On my email, can you make sure it has Junior on it?
You bet. So, Paz Junior. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So, those emails are on the way.
If everything should be the same, everything's listed under Raimundo A, which is my middle initial, dot 5, Peter Alpha Zulu, Junior.
Mm-hmm. Got it. All right, perfect.
That's what my credit card is under. That's what my EIN number is under. So
right,
we want them
perfect.
All.
Yeah, definitely. We want them all to match. All right. So I'm going to send you a third email. This will be that calendar invitation. And the email's subject will start with Local Splash CIE. And that should be on its way to you now. And let me make a couple of notes here. Did they make it?
Have you sent me one already?
Yes, I just did. There should be three on the way.
Okay. Give me one sec. Okay, say I don't find my wallet.
That'll be a problem.
Huh?
Did you leave it in your trunk?
Yes, and my dad just left with it. I mean, I think it's actually in my mother's car because last time I used it was during the weekend. But I do have my routing and my account number. Would that work?
No, I would actually need the digits to input. Could you get a hold of your mom if she's got your vehicle with your wallet and have her just read the digits to you and then you can give them to me?
Yeah, hopefully we don't get disconnected.
Well, we could conference her in too.
Let me, if we do get disconnected, can you call me right back?
I will, and I do have a hold on this since we started the process, the listing is yours, so I'm holding on to it. So yeah, if we do, definitely.
Okay, let me, I'm actually going to text her, that way we can avoid trying to get disconnected.
Perfect. Good thinking.
Your email. So hold on.
Good.
Let me just make sure I got three emails that are yours, right?
Wonderful. Yes. So the one that starts with local splash CIE, if you'd open that one up, please, there should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you just click the yes on that one, would be wonderful.
Okay. I'm in the process of texting.
No worries. I will do some fill-in. I've got some copy and paste I need to do. So I'll do that while you catch them all.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, Raymundo, I found you on Facebook. Awesome.
Found me?
Yes, I did. I'm going to add friend. Nice picture. Nice profile picture.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. You got.
Text, because she's a manager at a bank, so.
Just
a little for her.
No problem.
Picture book. Go look in the car.
And Raymundo, while you're looking for that too, I assume that your business address is going to be the same as your home address.
Yes, the 556 South River.
Oh, whoops, let me get back over there and put that in. It was, there it is, 556 South River Road, Nogales, 85621. Perfect.
Perfect.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to make a note for your Google business profile to not include your home address. It'll still say Nogales, but it just won't list your street address. That way, you know, people out on Google probably don't need to know where you live, right?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
You bet. Got that note made. And then you said it's Handyman Anything and Everything and LLC. Congrats on that, by the way.
It's, unfortunately, that was my name, but yeah, that LLC was taken, so my LLC actual name is Anything and Everything Handyman LLC.
All right. I'll change that. And is that an ampersand, the and symbol, or is and spelled out?
No, it's actually a symbol.
Okay. So anything, ampersand, everything, Handyman, LLC.
Yes.
Perfect. And then cell phone is the same as business phone?
Yeah, 520-704-653.
Perfect. So now I'm going to blow your phone up with texts. These are all just informational, so you don't have to worry about them just now. So the first one I'm sending you is my direct contact info. So again, I'm the lead on your account. So if you have problems or questions, don't hesitate to reach out. And then the next one is going to be our customer service line. I want you to have that in your phone too. And then the third one is going to be a YouTube video. And that's a short tutorial. My manager just pinged me. I think our call is going to time out. I may need to call you back.